funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Oh my God, that's us.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
We are your friends from an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Sam, and I am here with Bethany.
Hello.
And Kathleen.
Greetings.
And today we gather for our annual weekly reminder that we're weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're weird. Embrace it. It's okay.
Do you know what I just learned this week?
What?
That in our intro, the person saying skank is me.
Yes.
Who did you think it was?
Thought it was you, Sam.
No.
The whole time, every time this is played, I thought that was you. And I've always been like, I'm in the intro once. That's strange. And then I realized I'm the one saying skank.
That's your thing. Whenever someone does something that has nothing to do with them being a skank or a whore.
That's so funny. I didn't recognize my own voice.
You know what would be really funny? If you named your pet Skank. Come here, you cute little skank.
Skank! Skanky!
Get over here!
Skanky-poo. Skank, we have talked about this.
Skank. That's so funny. Yeah, when I finally realized that, I was like, oh my God.
Did
I had
that
no
just
idea.
Happen in this moment?
Happened, no, because we've been going through old clips. We've been waist deep in the archives.
Like reading old yearbooks.
Yep. Yeah. If our podcast is a wine barrel, we are sitting in the wine barrel going through archives. And I found that clip of me yelling skank and realized that in context, that was absolutely me.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
So we had to put together a little presentation because we're looking for more opportunities to meet you guys and do events and send you guys things.
Yeah.
And we've been pulling clips from old podcasts, like Bethany said, and I made a video. Except I don't know why, and this wasn't a conscious decision. I used all of the filthiest clips that we
you
have.
You really did. I think we're a slightly less dirty than that video suggested.
We are definitely less dirty than the video suggested. So we pitched our podcast with this video, and you would think it was like the filthiest sex podcast.
Wait, what were the highlights in it? It opened with, you break a penis?
Can you break a penis? Then me saying that Brie smells like semen.
Yeah, Sam pronouncing fellatio.
Oh yeah, fellatio.
Then me going, I'm not sure if I know what fellatio is.
Then us explaining fellatio.
It's a dumb.
And then we sang the song.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Bethany screaming, I want to have sex with that man.
This was a 3-minute video.
Yeah.
I know. But you know what?
Delightful.
Going through the archives, there are some conversations that I do not remember us having, but I highly enjoyed them.
I did too.
If Hustler's ever auditioning for an exclusive podcast or the magazine, we should be right in there.
Should submit. We?
We should.
We have a few things to go over. First, something super, super important. Our event on
yes.
February 11th in yes. Hoboken at the Ainsworth.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are awesome. And so many of you swooped up the tickets that were made available as soon as they were made available, and there were no more. So we had to go back to the venue and very politely ask if there was a way we can broaden this a little bit. And the good news is the answer was yes.
Yes.
So there are going to be more tickets made available. However, we don't have them up right now. And we promise the first place you're going to see that is on Twitter. So make sure you follow us at Acquired Podcast, because just like the first time, the release will be there, and
yeah.
we're pretty sure this is the last one. Like,
yes.
It'll be one release.
Yeah. So, and yes, I believe that's how it's going to work. And we, again, have to give such a huge shout out to the Ainsworth. They are being amazing. The fact that they were able to open up more seats for people, because honestly, they're not like making bank off
no,
of this.
No, they're not. The Ainsworth in Hoboken, New Jersey, right on the water. It's
yeah.
so beautiful, overlooking the city.
Yeah. It's these tickets are free, so they're not making money off of, where no one's making money off of ticket sales. You're going to be getting a drink ticket, you're going to be getting food, and they're just
yeah.
being
yeah.
so incredible.
And
so
if you stay for dinner after our event, you get 10% off yes. of your bill.
Yeah.
Guys, they have a mac and cheeseburger that is to freaking die for.
Yeah.
I mean, Bethany and I have read about it.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell us.
So, so follow us at Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
I think that they're trying to make more room for more bodies, so there also is probably going to be a small buy a ticket option.
Oh, is there?
Hopefully. Probably.
Yeah, okay. We're still trying to figure that out. You know, this is new for everybody, so we're all working together. But so, to have more people, it's basically just a cost to get in, and so the Ainsworth, you know, can keep it going.
It's sort of like our unofficial Galentine's Day hangout. So Galentine's Day technically is February 13th, so the event's on February 11th, just 2 days ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But come, we're going to drink rosé, we're going to hang out with the girls, we're going to chat.
Didn't we agree on a color scheme?
We're wearing pink and red and black, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to join us in the pink and red and black theme,
feel free.
There will be photo ops.
I think that we should start a hashtag. I think it should be Acquired Podcast Live.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
amazing.
When you're shopping, hashtag us, tag us on Twitter, hashtag us, and we will let you know if we like your shopping pick or if we don't.
So wait a minute.
Send that back.
I probably will say that to no one.
What?
I want all the weirdness. I haven't showed you guys what I've purchased yet.
Is it what we got when we were shopping together or is it different?
That's if you guys make me not wear what I bought since.
Is it all velvet?
No.
Sam has been to Anthropologie 7 times in the past 7 days.
It's a clearance sale.
They've been having a really good sale.
Right, though? Please, Bethany, at least back me up that the sale was great.
Oh, incredible.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
I bought 2 rompers.
For such a affordable price. Mm-hmm. But this looks like I skinned a bunch of Muppets to make a jacket.
I'm looking forward to it.
What color are you wearing, Sam?
It is an ombre reddish pinkish.
Oh, amazing. And then Kathleen, you're wearing pink.
Pink, yeah.
And I'm wearing all black.
Okay.
Naturally.
I might wear a mini top hat with a veil. I'm not sure. Probably.
This sounds good to
probably.
Me.
Probably.
Do you have, you have a corset?
Obviously.
Yay!
I mean, come on.
You got my 7 emails.
okay, amazing. So, so just keep your eyes peeled to our Twitter, and we are going to let you know ASAP.
We're going to have fun.
When those are available, and then snatch them up, because apparently you guys are a big old family, and we did not realize how many people wanted to come, and we're still shocked and
touched.
Super flattered.
Yeah. Group hug.
Yeah.
Right. Kathleen.
Yes.
So you had a topic you wanted to bring to the table, and this is not going to be one of those pee your pants funny stories, which is fine because this is super important, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps you're going through this in your life too, but I am feeling really guilty because the one person that is most important to me in my whole life, my husband, I am taking him for granted.
How so?
Big time. I let him do all the chores. I sit on my couch next to him and don't even look at him. I'm looking at my laptop. Mm-hmm. I am literally working all the time. When we're supposed to go out, just the two of us, I go, I don't know. Let's stay in. I want to, you know, I'm not feeling good, whatever. I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And he has been taking it like a champ. He understands that work can be stressful and life can be throw you curveballs sometimes. But I feel like he's at his breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 100% my fault.
Okay.
And we are solid, like we would never ever get divorced, but it's not because of me.
Mm.
We are solid because of him. And I am feeling a lot of guilt. He's away this week, which is good because maybe we needed some time apart from each other to stop resenting. I don't resent him. I know he resents me a little bit because I just am not putting the same effort into our marriage that he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I need ideas from you guys.
So wait, when did he bring this up?
Or he hasn't brought it up.
You completely realize this on your own. First of all, good for you.
I can feel it brewing. You know when you can feel something brewing?
Yeah.
And I know I need to turn this around before it turns into a blowout fight because he is not at fault. I am at fault.
So when does he get home?
He gets home on Friday.
Okay. What? And this is not because you are just like you'd rather be locked on your screen because you're scrolling through Twitter. You've been working literally on this one project we were talking about earlier for like 72 hours straight.
Yeah.
So
you sacrificed sleep
you
for
really
nights.
Did.
But this is a question I ask myself all the time, and I'm sure people out there also ask themselves, is this type of work stuff worth it at the expense of the most important relationships in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And I read this thing online the other day. It was a meme, but you know what? Memes, Bible, they can teach you something sometimes. It said, it's not what you do once in a while that matters. It's what you do every day.
Oof. Ooh.
I hate when it hits you and before you fully understand what it means, you know you don't love what it's telling you about yourself.
Yeah.
That's what that did.
It's not once in a while. It's not, you know, those special things you do once in a while. It's the everyday stuff that matters the most.
Can I make one reference to an older podcast of ours that might help us unravel this a little bit more. I think it would, I'm dealing on a tiny baby scale of this because, you know, I've been in a relationship for only a year and a half with my boyfriend, and we realized that we stopped speaking one another's love language.
Oh, wow.
So I still speak mine all the time, which I've noticed is buying things, even if it's like, they had both your favorite cereals, so I got them, you know, whatever. Yeah. Your socks had a hole in it, here's a pair, like tiny little things. That's one of mine. And his is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't stop buying things, but I did stop scratching his head.
Yes.
I did stop giving him a massage while we're just sitting on the couch. I stopped all those things, and he told me, and I hope he doesn't get upset that I'm sharing this with you guys, but he mentioned he's feeling it, and he's feeling less wanted by me because of it. He acknowledges mm-hmm. that he knows that's not it.
Yeah.
He says, I know it's you, this, that, and the other thing, but it's important that you know you've stopped speaking my language, and I feel it. So you know your husband's language. Do you and your husband have the same love language, or do you give and receive it differently?
His love language is physical. My love language is emotional.
Mm, okay.
So, and when I'm stressed, the physical part, because I don't feel good about myself or my body, because when you're busy and you're stressed, you're not sleeping, you eat like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not in the mood to take my clothes off.
Yeah. But is that the only kind of physical that his love language is?
No. And it's like the holding hands and that kind of stuff. I'm not putting enough effort into it. And literally nothing else matters in the world but him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm taking him for granted. I let him do all the chores while I sit there on work. I let him figure out dinner. I let him feed the cat. I let him, and it's not good. So I think I need to like open a journal, write some stuff down, and reevaluate priorities right now.
What does your Friday, Saturday, Sunday look like?
So I think we're pretty open. My plan right now is to have like a really nice meal and the house clean, ready when he comes home on Friday, and take it from there.
I think, first of all, as my life coach Dan Mason would say, I honor you for like having this conversation, because this is huge. That this is so, it would be so easy for you to not take any ownership and to be like, ugh, everything's so stressful and he's gone and blah, 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 and to not internalize any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's huge that you're doing that and kind of owning like, I've put him in the back seat. I think if you said to him literally what you've just said to us over dinner, like he comes home, house is clean, cannoli's fed.
Yeah.
Dinner's ready, and you're like, hey, let's have a seat. I want to talk to you something. And then just tell him literally what you just said. I think that even you realizing that there's a problem is going to speak volumes to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it's impressive to hear. And even if you, the bonus of holding his hand or like putting your hand on his shoulder or on his thigh while you're saying it, he will feel that connection, which A, he's missed because he's been away from you. It's not even just because you've not been in the certain place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he'll, I think knowing him and just being a person, I'd expect, will feel that extra mile effort.
Yeah.
And it'll touch him. And mm-hmm. he's, you know, I think that's going to be received so wonderfully.
You know, for somebody else dealing with the same thing, sometimes it's not always a significant other. Sometimes it's your mom, a lot of time, or dad. A lot of times your parents go unacknowledged.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The other thing that I think long term, because it's really easy to say and to be genuine in saying this is going to change and I'm not going to take you for granted, is to look at your work schedule and look at what you commit to and step back and think, okay, is this worth my time? Not necessarily in doing the project itself, because you don't get to say no at work, but is doing it to this level of amazingness worth my time? Or will they appreciate it just as much if I do it a little bit less amazingly well?
That is very interesting.
Because, and I'm glad you did it on our video. I hope we can post the video you did at some point, because the video Kathleen did is, you know, lyrics videos?
Yeah.
Where the lyrics pop up exactly at the moment that the words are said so quickly and with a beautiful artistry and in different pictures and shapes. Kathleen did that for a 3-minute video. And that takes so long. And selfishly, I'm really glad you did it.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some funding for the podcast.
Because it's like an investment. But like, there are other things that we do on the morning show that don't need to be that insane amount of quality. Yeah. And you are capable of doing it, but it might not be the best use of your time. Our listeners will appreciate it just as much if it's less graphically amazing and still shows the video.
You know, I think that can apply to anything.
It doesn't have to be go big or go home.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't have to be amazing at everything.
No. And not everything has to be your masterpiece. If it doesn't have to be perfect to do it. Listening back through clips, I'm learning so much. Just like the What We Learned This Week segment, we were going back and listening to those. Mm-hmm. And Sam, you had one that I pulled and it basically said, if you can't do anything, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do something.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the starfish story.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That made difference, that one.
Yeah.
I think that, Kathleen, I think you need to be reminded of that because you're so talented that you force yourself to reach that level of talent every single time you do a project. And I think it's sucking up a lot of your time.
Yeah. That's a great point, Bethany.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words. Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, but they're also sort of rough because it's like, you know, you gotta cut back.
You have to cut back.
You can't be perfect for everybody.
You know, somebody who's really into going to the gym or somebody who's really into preparing beautiful meals, mm-hmm. this might be their work thing for them.
Yeah. Like the thing that eats your time.
Slaves away at your soul.
Yeah.
I think you're dealing with two things here. We've broken it down into two things because so far we've addressed and acknowledged how it makes you feel, and I still think it's so wonderful that you came to this by yourself. Like you could ignore this easily or justify it easily and it'll turn into a bad, ugly thing.
Yeah.
But that's addressing your end of it. I think maybe on Friday, or if you have a nice time, you know, Saturday to have this kind of conversation, letting him know that you're aware of it and encouraging him to like, hey, I'm so appreciative of how patient you are with me. And I know that's who you are as a person, which is part of the reason I fell in love with you. Having said that, I never want to sacrifice your happy because of something I'm doing. So I want you to be able to tell me when you feel it coming on rather than just continuing to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So even knowing he can say one day, you know, when you see it coming, not when it's too late.
Yes.
So, hey, Kathleen, we've had a rough, like, you know, it's been a busy couple weeks. Let's mark off a weekend right now.
Yeah.
Where you can't. And I know that's not how the job works. Sometimes it hits you last minute. But just knowing you have that weekend in the future, like, oh, next Friday is our night. Okay. That will help him feel a little more comfortable about what's going on now. It's like a light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing.
You know, you just said something that sort of stuck with me.
Oh, boy.
Not when it's too late.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I fully understand that. Like, Neil and I would never get divorced. There would never be a not when it's too late for us, but I can see how that affects people.
Yeah, yeah, just
I really
to save
can.
Some feeling hurt.
You know, something really, the thing that really made me come full term with what's going on between us right now is I accidentally booked a vacation when I was sleeping the other night.
Which means you were sleeping sitting up and with your eyes open.
I was, which is how tired
you were.
I downloaded the hotels.com app because I have an account there. I usually book most of my hotels through them because you get a free night after 10 nights, whatever.
Okay. Shout out.
That was, they did not pay me to say that. So I was like drinking and then sleeping and I wasn't sleeping well. So I was like waking up periodically and I woke up in the morning and I had booked 3 nights in Martha's Vineyard for June.
Clearly you were enjoying the wine.
So I woke up and I told Neil the next day, and this is how desperate he is to get present Kathleen and happy Kathleen and living and loving life Kathleen and not the version of myself that I am right now. 6 months from now, essentially, I looked at him. I said, book this by accident. He goes, yes, 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 yes. We are taking it. We're absolutely taking it. It wasn't a mistake.
Okay. Can I say what I learned from that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You booked it for two. You didn't book it for one.
I did.
That's
I booked
beautiful.
It for two.
And that means even when you're asleep,
yes.
A, you're booking fabulous vacations, but B, you're still thinking about him.
Yeah.
He is still with you
always.
And he's still your person.
Yeah.
I actually have a theory on how this happened. It wasn't sleeping you. Your cat, Cannoli, is so friggin' smart. And she saw mommy and daddy dealing with a little bit of
she
stuff.
She did.
So she snuck on. It's like, mom will think it's her.
Click, 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 click.
I feel better, guys.
Good.
Please talk to him. Please talk to him.
I need to talk to him before he listens to this podcast.
I was gonna say.
Because he listens to every single one of our podcasts. He's very sweet and supportive. Yes,
aww,
he does.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
Yeah. On the day that they come out, which is more than I could ask for in a husband.
Also, you don't have to have fixed the problem in order to address the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to mean so much to him. Yeah. You picked a good one. So I don't see this is, you know, you have those people in your life where you're like, must be handled like you're walking on glass.
Yes.
Because we don't want, he's not that person.
No, he's not.
This is going to go so much further with him than it would with an average human being that like, yay, that Neil's your person.
You can ask for his help on how to get better. He has input, I'm sure.
I know. I just don't like it when he yells at me to go to bed. It makes me feel like a child.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
You should be sleeping.
Can we blast Kathleen for what she said in the group text today?
What'd you say?
No, we
can't. No, absolutely
not.
I do not want to get yelled at later.
I don't even know what you said.
Nope.
Wait.
She said something horrible about my septum piercing.
Yes,
and,
I did.
Then she made a comment about how guacamole shouldn't be extra. We got into a heated argument about it because avocados aren't cheap and they're out of season. Anyway.
Heated words.
I still don't know what... I'm stuck in the Holland Tunnel?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I'm stuck in the Holland
dare
Tunnel.
You.
I love how you did that, Kathleen, as if I don't edit out afterwards. Like, I could have said it, and it couldn't have been, you know, we could have gotten it out fine, but instead you're like...
No, shaking my hands. Do not talk about it.
Do not do it. It's okay. Everything's safe now.
Okay, so now that I've dragged this whole day down...
no, you haven't.
It's important.
I want to give a shout out to our listener, Kristen. She wrote us a really nice note, and she said, when you guys talk about serious topics at the end, you say, lift me up.
Oh, God.
And I mainly think that's you, Bethany and Sam, who say, lift me up. And she's right, because life is serious. Life is messy. And life can be hard sometimes, slash all the time. But you still have to find yourself a way to lift yourself up.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching this won't apply to Bethany, what I'm about to say. But like watching a really sad or ex murder movie before bed. I just need to watch a 15-minute clip of something fun to like not have it sit with me the whole night. This is something similar, I think, and maybe we do that accidentally for that reason. But I mean, for the sake of lifting up, we got another Christmas card, guys.
We did?
We got another Christmas card. How cute is this?
Look at that family.
I know. It's from George. Alyssa.
Alaisa.
It's a beautiful name, whatever it is. Sorry, I'm butchering it.
Beautiful family. The boys are really cute.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so nice.
This is for your card and podcast. Love you, three ladies.
Aww. We love you, too. I also want to get... That's so nice. I also give a shout-out. This is a long-overdue shout-out.
Okay.
To listener Madison, go to our Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram. She sent us this picture that she drew.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible. It is the three of us, and we each have our own prop. So, Kathleen, you're the blonde with your wine.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is the brunette with her yoga mat. And I have the gray hair and a cane. I'm holding a cane, and it says, Cane with souls of her enemies.
I mean, come on now.
Has ever understood me more than Madison in that moment. So, Madison, you are so amazing, and I'm sorry it took so long to shout you out on the podcast, but that's awesome.
Feeling good about that drawing. You can't even see my pores.
It really does look like us. It's so funny.
Good. It's so good.
I'm so impressed. Okay, so we have another thank you, but we're going to get to that thank you in a minute, because first we have some people we want to talk to you about.
Yes, we, like we told you last time, we have these amazing partners who have decided that they want to support us and partner with us, and we're so, so grateful. It's BioClarity, and Kathleen, I know you've been using them, and your skin looks incredible.
Thank you. Yes. So I've been using them all week. BioClarity is this amazing skincare system, and they have this one product, and there's this secret ingredient in it, and it's made from chlorophyll, and it's called Floralux, and it's green, and it's tingly, and I look like a monster when I'm wearing it, but man, this is science, because my skin looks good.
I'm really glad they actually broke down science for us, because it was something I didn't pay attention to in school. So BioClarity, it's not like traditional acne treatments, which is awesome. It's packed with these clarifying botanicals, and as Kathleen said, Floralux, which is not going to irritate your skin because it's derived from chlorophyll, which
is gentle.
That same stuff that plants have.
Yeah, and their skin, plant skin, amazing.
So it's 100% vegan and cruelty-free.
Yay!
Yay.
Which we love. And it's a three-step process. You cleanse, you treat, and you restore.
So start the new year with a healthy habit. Get glowing, clear skin. I need this so bad right now. My skin is just breaking out. Go to bioclarity.com. And you, our listeners, you're going to get your first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. This is the best deal they give anybody. That's a $20 savings. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. You go to bioclarity.com and enter our code ACQUIRED.
It's ACQUIRED.
There's a C in there. I learned that recently.
Thank you guys so much.
We love you.
Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Okay. So should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Wait, we still have one thank you.
Oh, okay.
The thank you we teased. Guys, we got some alcohols. We got a wine sent to us from our listener, Michelle, and it's a very fancy, I don't know if you've heard of it, a Pinot Grigio.
Peanut Grigio, I believe.
Oh, I know that one.
I don't know if it's her company or not. I've got to send her a huge thank you from us. But holy crap, isn't that adorable?
The label. The label is really pretty.
And we will not say no to alcohol.
And it's wine.
Bellamente.
Bellamente.
I think I have a purse big enough to fit this bottle in it.
Girl, you have a giant purse. You can fit so much purse wine in your purse.
I never leave my house without my purse wine.
All right. Do we want to go around the table and say what we learned this week?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
What did I learn this week?
I know what I learned.
What did you learn?
Okay, so I often talk about how to get vacation deals and things like that. And I've spoken about Pinterest before and using Instagram to your benefit to get, you know, find amazing places where you're visiting that you wouldn't necessarily know about. Instagram has this feature where you can save photos. You know, you can like save somebody's post if you want to go back and revisit it, and then you don't have to scroll through a million photos to find it. You can make categories now with the photos that you're saving. So I'm headed out to Hawaii next month, so I saved a Hawaii section archive in Instagram, and I just searched the term Oahu and Kauai every now and then, and like restaurants, people, you know, Instagram what they're eating, what they're doing, and I just save it all in my folder. So when I get there, I've already done all the work.
I love that.
Did you not know that either?
I didn't know that either.
Oh my God.
Isn't
it's like
crazy?
My favorite feature.
Right?
It's like seven categories. It's dangerous.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sam, what about you? What did you learn this week?
I learned that no matter how good you are, you're going to have to play the game. And let me explain. I have a friend in the professional world who's very good at what he does. It's an artsy kind of field.
So the game is not cheese until proven coffee.
You always play that
it's
game.
My favorite game.
I don't care how good or bad you are. You play that game.
Today it was cheese. Sam, mark one up for cheese.
I enjoyed that way too much.
Put a mark on the cheese.
Cheddar.
So he's very good in his world. However, he knows he's very good. And because of that, he will not have the opportunity to work with a lot of people. When I asked him where his reel was, because I wanted to give his work to someone else, he said, he doesn't have one.
Why not?
He doesn't need one.
He doesn't need one.
In this person's, in his point of view. So then when I reported back to the company that was asking for his kind of craft, he doesn't have one. He does have links. The gentleman whose company it was, so he's been around the block for a while, smiled and said, tell your friend he needs to learn to be a little bit more professional in the industry. I'm not going to watch his whatever he's
work,
got. Yeah,
his stuff.
I'm not going to go check out his work.
Because so, people don't want to have to dig and dig and dig.
People don't have time.
No.
No, and they also get a lot off of an attitude, I think it is. I don't mean like attitude. I mean the energy you're putting out there. So I think the guy whose company it was learned a lot about my friend from just that.
Oof.
Yeah. So that's, it sucks. It sucks, but there are things you gotta do no matter what field you're in, whether you like it or not, or you might be cutting your nose to spite your face.
You know, I have a friend who's looking for a job right now, and she literally walks around with a stack of 15 beautiful envelopes in her purse with a resume folded up in there and like the most beautiful paper you've ever seen, and she just hands them to people when she meets them.
That's great.
I'm impressed.
Be ready. Always be ready.
Sharp.
Like the fanciest wedding invitation you've ever received, but it's her resume.
I like that. I want to run into her now. I have a goal.
Just hand them out to everybody on the street.
Okay, Bethany, what did you learn this week?
What did I learn? I still don't know.
Come on.
I learned This is not going to blow anyone's mind.
Okay.
I learned that one of the most delicious ways that you can inject caffeine into your body is to go to one of those really cheap gas stations or cheap bodegas, depending on where you live, and get the ones that have the fake cappuccino machines.
Yes.
You know, where it's just syrup, hot syrup, and you get half coffee, like real coffee from the thing, and then you put the rest under the fake cappuccino and you get the rest fake cappuccino or hot chocolate, and it is so damn good.
Woo!
It's so damn good. And I did this for the first time when we were on the way to the Grand Canyon. We stopped, remember, to get like, they're like, we have breakfast, but no one told us that they had breakfast. And so we all bought our own breakfast. And then they were like, here are some donuts. And we were all grateful we brought our own breakfast.
Yeah.
So I started it there and it was the most delicious coffee ever. So gas station coffee plus gas station fake cappuccino from the machine. Delicious.
Well, fantastic.
It's like the coffee version of that lemonade that's half lemonade, half iced tea.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless you, Arnold Palmer.
It's an Arnold Palmer. I can't say the word. Arnold Palmer, but with coffee. And it costs like $3.
I love that.
It's so good. So do it. I'm going to do it on my way to my next appointment.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That
it's so
cool.
Good. I love it.
Guys,
we're gonna dance.
Oh, Bethany's gone off the rails.
We lost her.
We're gonna have the best of times.
Her sales are up.
Did you have one just now?
I'm having one.
We have to stop doing drugs.
Guys, we're gonna try and put some more stuff up on our socials, so make sure you follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Twitter, Acquired Podcast.
Loosely translated, that growl means pay attention to our Twitter, because again, we're going to have another release for our event.
We're going to celebrate.
Oh my God.
Be good.
I don't know how to.
With the best of them.
Do you have a small pen, Kathleen? I think we have to press the reset button in the back. Do you want to say goodbye,
Her battery.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Her
batteries are dying.
I'm sorry.